This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, conversation about things that matter. What's in the news? What does it mean to you? What do you think it means? Share your thoughts with us on our social media. Jay, that's your cue.
It is Facebook and Instagram. I like the background music, Doug. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air.
Da, 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 da. Is that what you were waiting for? Da, da, da,
da, da. No, I thought I heard you singing, like, doing the do-do-do while I was doing the handles.
A little of that sweet stuff.
Made it so much more special.
So one of the things that I like about the reputation this program has, when we talk about issues, there are some things that have impact on you and some things that don't. There are things you want to know, things maybe you ought to know. But then there are those things that help you, the items of interest and import. The business about what political leaders are saying or doing. Most of the time, it's meaningless. It's all posturing. It's entertaining for some, but it doesn't get you anywhere. Whereas here we are, hero and heroine of the day. That's like the she and the he, a male hero, a female heroine, right? Although that's one of those English words. Oh, heroine? Isn't that something you stick in your arm?
Yes.
A heroine is a female hero. At least it was in the era that I grew up in which I grew up. Also, one of the things that I learned at an early age is to eat your veggies, as we were talking about before, the business about what vegetables do for you, the things, fruits and vegetables, the fiber, all that sort of thing. And you were talking about how you and I guess we got off on this, all of us thinking about what it was that we ate. What do you remember eating first? What was the first thing you remember putting in your mouth? And then do you remember how your food attitudes were formed? Were they formed by you? Were your family members influential? Were your friends when you went to school? I did one of our local television programs yesterday with the superintendent of schools, and we had some youngsters there. We were talking about the food that gets served in the cafeteria. I remember on Fridays eating fish sticks and coleslaw and corn, maybe, something like that. And I thought it was okay because I used to eat everything. And I don't now eat everything, but I would never not eat what was put in front of me. I was sort of taught that by hook or by crook. If somebody has taken the trouble and spent the time and the money and the effort to provide you with food, then you ought to eat it. And so that's what I did. And I've always kind of done that. I think a lot of
people were raised to do that, too.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So now we have the era of mommy, I don't want to. And so mommy says, oh, okay, Johnny, that's all right if you don't eat your vegetables. Here's some ice cream. And now go away in the corner and shut up. And so
be seen and not heard.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The table.
Uh-huh. So we go back to farming and farmers, and I know that that's a thread. I get into this all the time because we mostly are European. Most of what we eat comes from the European traditions. The Scandinavians were fishermen, so we have fish, you know, all of that sort of thing. And there are all kinds of ways that were figured out along the way to save fruits and vegetables from spoiling. At first, they would put them in salt. Remember when all those people came across in the Mayflower and these ships, they didn't have any refrigeration. They put them in salt because salt would keep the pork from, or whatever else was in the barrel, from getting rotten. But oftentimes it didn't work. The food got rotten. But in order not to die, they ate the rotten food and then they died. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was scurvy. All kinds of things were going on. So we like to think that we've gotten beyond all of that, but we still have Listeria and E. coli and Salmonella, which are the modern-day versions of what creates scurvy. So, okay, it's the same stuff. And so in terms of what's around with regard to food news, what's there this time of year and in through the summer in most parts of the country, you're going to have wonderful vegetables. They will be expensive in the grocery store, and they are going to be cheap on the farm. But the end result, what happens to your body if you don't eat that stuff, is something, you know, we have a culture that has created. You know, if you look at some of these big food conglomerates, and then you look at the drug companies, strangely enough, you see the same people on the board of directors. And is that a coincidence that we have people that are running these huge agribusinesses or huge conglomerates that create the food that we eat? And then the same people are smart enough to know that what they're making and what you're eating is going to make you sick. So we'll come up with a pill for that. We'll come up with some.
Everything's in a pill form.
Everything's in a pill. So anyway, there's and I wonder, you look at the prices of meat. We're just talking about inflation and the numbers are going up because the Fed has increased the interest. All of that's going to affect everything. And I know right now, because I was at the Farmers Live Animal Exchange here, my local area, I was picking up some calves at the farmers. We have a farmer's market, but it's not the kind of farmer's market you're thinking about. Cattle are brought in and they're sold to the people that, you know, butcher them. Sometimes the cows are sold to dairy farmers and the calves are sold to people like me who are going to raise them. But I will tell you, the price of a calf today versus last year, I paid $1.20 a pound for a 200-pound little calf. And that's last year, this time, it was 68 cents, 70 cents, maybe 80 cents. So you can see where that's going. And that's going to drive up the price of meat. And that's going to have a chilling effect on summer grilling. Cost for ground beef, chicken breasts at an all-time high. What are you, as a consumer, where do you go? What do you eat? Do you like those protein burgers? What do they call them? Boca burgers? The phony bologna
like
meats?
The impossible burgers.
The impossible burgers.
Those impossible burgers are, I don't eat red meat, but I don't like the taste of red meat anymore. I used to eat red meat, but now I don't. And the whole impossible burger thing is it tastes like red meat. It looks like red meat. It has the texture of red meat. It's just not red meat. And it's
not
like,
red meat.
Well, then people who don't like red meat aren't going to want that.
Yeah, right. So is that going to take over?
Take a portobello mushroom and take the stem off and cook that like a burger patty. It is delicious.
Oh, yeah. Portobello mushrooms are yummy. Especially if you marinate them in some soy sauce or some of the other things that are around. Italian dressing, Ken's Italian dressing, put it on that and then cook them up. That's not going to hurt you. It's not going to give you as much as the proteins that you need from having fish or pork or chicken or whatever. Anyway, the price of the meat also is a direct result of what's going on in Ukraine, because they are a big ag country and they have stopped, obviously, exporting anything and everything that comes out of the ground there. So the cost of animal feed is higher. The cost of propane used to power the grills is higher because there isn't the international sources. You can't get Russian gas, and so the cost of our gas is going up. Wow. So, what about it? Steak, chicken, or pizza? Pasta's cheap, right? Pizza's cheap? No, pasta's really cheap. Yeah.
Okay. There was that craze in 2020 when during the height of the pandemic and everything shut down, one of the big things where people were making their own pasta.
Yeah. I think I have gluten-free pasta, and I oftentimes, because it's made with rice flour, and so there's not the same kind of impact weight-wise and otherwise on your body as the regular flour-grilled, flour-made pastas. Are they salmonella? Not salmonella. What's the pasta? Semolina.
Oh.
Semolina. Right? Isn't that? You can get that sort of. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of the forecast. Here's a woman in England who lived on a diet of cheese and onion-flavored potato chip sandwiches for 23 years. She was hypnotized, and she ate a proper meal. She scoff 2 packs of her favorite potato chips every day for 2 decades. Other foods that left her physically ill. Then she developed MS. See, this is what happens. You don't eat good food. Your body will deteriorate. So now she got MS. She decided she needed to improve her health. She turned to a hypnotist for help. And after a couple of sessions, she reports that she's able to try lots of different foods and is surprised how nice things like strawberries are. Duh.
All these years where she was only eating the cheese and onion flavored potato chip sandwich things, because anything else would make her sick. So was that psychosomatic? The fact that hypnotism helped?
Yep. Yes, absolutely. Yep. Without question, that's the case.
Goodness.
Delta Airlines is going to serve cold brew, canned wine, and ice cream sundaes. Well, I don't want to break the news to you, Delta, but Americans are already doing that.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, right, exactly. Delta has partnered with a company called Explorer Cold Brew to bring single-origin cold brew coffee from Ethiopia. Why would they want to do that? What's the matter with the stuff that this is on a lot of long-haul flights? I don't understand what the motivation is for that. There's all kinds of different, Ginzu green tea, Egyptian chamomile tea.
Yeah, different
Pacific
specialties.
Peppermint, Earl Grey. Yeah.
They've partnered with a lot of women-owned and LGBTQ-owned businesses to bring all these things. You're going to have the fancy or old-fashioned margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. A sparkling canned sparkling wine.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. You're sitting up front. I don't know why this is such a big deal, other than somebody in the PR department at Delta said, okay, let's make a big deal out of this. And so they're doing it. But if you're flying domestically or internationally on most of the other airlines, the competitors, American, United, Delta, and American compete pretty much in the same markets internationally.
Yeah.
And here, and they all have to do the same product because they're, selling against each other. All right, there it is. Some yummy things to think about as we go through our day, 18 after the hour.
I tend to second guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
When your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year, that's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on?
It's 23 after the hour. That means it's time for Jay to get into first gear, or is it high gear? Do you want to be in first gear or high gear?
Ooh, if you're not first, you're last.
I don't have to remember that. Okay, so in the trending department on social media, we decided, actually Jay decided, that we'd had too much sober, somber conversation about the serious issues of the day. So Jay suggested that listeners share some of their favorite jokes. All right, Jay, you are actually front and center on stage, and you're leading. You have the microphone in your hand, and over on the right-hand side of the stage is Nancy Sullivan Travaglio.
Yes.
How is she making us laugh?
With a fun little joke asking, know how to make holy water?
Yep, I do. Teacher, pick me.
Doug, boy, yes, sir.
Boil the hell out of it.
Ba-dum-bum-sh.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Okay, next, please.
I like Tim Lowe's. Tim Lowe's joke is, I'm not saying it's hot, but I just saw...
That's pretty good. I like that one.
That's a cute one, right?
That is a cute one. Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay, who else? What else?
Tim Williams. I feel like we should save this for when Tom Kreitler is helping us with some home improvement issues.
Yeah.
Tim Williams says, so apparently 50% of homeowning is hearing strange noises and hoping they are made by ghosts because they can't afford to fix them. That's one of those that's sad because it's true.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right,
there,
so,
Tim.
Yeah, right.
And Carrie Morgan, here's a broadcast one for you. Carrie Morgan says, I had some good radio jokes, but when I told them, they always got poor reception.
Ooh. Okay, well,
what's your favorite joke, Doug?
That's a little too close to home. I think I'm gonna pass
bad
on that
timing.
One. All right.
Too soon.
My boss arrived at work in a brand new Lamborghini. Wow, I said, that's an amazing car. He replied, if you work hard, put all your hours in, and strive for excellence, I'll get another one next year. Yeah.
That's another. It's funny because
from the calorie department, I get plenty of exercise, jumping to conclusions, pushing my luck, and dodging deadlines.
Okay.
What day is it again? Nothing ruins a Friday more than an understanding that today is Tuesday. Today is actually.
Oh, you know what? That one hits a little too close to home. I am a firm believer that Tuesdays get. I don't know what it is about Tuesday, but I never know what day it is on a Tuesday.
Really? Huh. Okay, my memory has gotten. My memory has gotten so bad that it has actually caused me to lose my job. I'm still employed. I just can't remember where.
As long as that paycheck keeps arriving.
Why did the can crusher quit his job?
Why?
Can. Because it was so depressing. So depressing.
Depressing.
Sometimes I feel... of these things. An analyst says, I can give you the numbers, but you can't go public with it. Marketing manager says, I'm not going to go public with it. I'll just present it at a meeting. Who's going to be at the meeting? Marketing manager says, it's a stakeholder meeting. So whoever wants to come, you know, it's open to the public. I didn't get that one either. All right, so...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Soft on crime has caused two in blue to lose their lives this week. The suspect, 35-year-old Justin Flores, who gunned down two El Monte police officers at a motel outside Los Angeles Tuesday, was on probation for illegally carrying a gun. The officers were killed responding to a report of a stabbing. The suspect was also killed in a shootout with other officers, El Monte Mayor Jessica Ancona.
These men were dedicated to their careers, and even more so as sons, husbands, and fathers. Please keep their families in your prayers.
Thursday's January 6 hearing from the House Select Committee will be focused on Vice President Mike Pence. Mr. Pence will not be at the hearing. The Abbott Laboratories plant in Michigan, which was at the center of the nation's baby formula crisis, has stopped production again. Severe weather is to blame. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Finance expert turned U.S. Congressman from Florida, Byron Donalds, in a House Budget GOP committee hearing this week, discusses the root of inflation in America.
A lot of money going to people. Right, wrong, or indifferent, money went to people. They didn't have to earn it, which means productivity in the economy is actually down. So people have money, but productivity is down. But when people take that money, they go spend it. I mean, yes, doctor, this is kind of how this works. When they take the money, they go spend it in an economy where productivity is down because there's not enough supply of goods and services available. Prices then go up in response because productivity is down, but everybody's got money. That's how we get to inflation. The job market. Let's talk about that one real briefly. Yes, coming out of the time when the American economy was shut down by government policy because of COVID-19, the job market suffered major hits. But it's virtually without question that in the red states that had opened up, I'm the gentleman from Florida, I know, the job market actually responded quite well to businesses being able to open up and operate.
Yellowstone National Park could partially reopen as early as Monday as officials continue to assess the damage caused by historic flooding and rapid snowmelt. It caused rivers to damage bridges and sweep away entire sections of roadways. The park's northern region is expected to be closed for a substantial length of time. The less impacted southern loop could reopen as early as Monday, according to park officials. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to our Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ours, when I say ours, I mean it's mine. I got a guy who works for me on the farm, and we're always talking about various pieces of equipment. He says, it's mine. We tease about it. Mine and urine and yada, yada. So Jay Kirshner is gracing us with her presence, the issues of the day. So those of you... Wise Apple comments. I
no
have
promises.
Used... No, yeah, okay. 27 years of me using it, no longer is it being used. So what did you say they replaced it with? What's the other thing that I when I clicked
Edge.
On the old Microsoft? Edge. So is that something from Microsoft? I'm going to guess that was a replacement for Internet Explorer, right?
Yeah. And Internet Explorer has been on its way out for a few years. It's kind of been a slow roll.
How come I've been using it then? It seemed to be working fine for me.
Because of your operating system, probably not up to date. Windows 95,
brain.
Still said.
Commodore is working very well. Thank you very much.
Internet Explorer has been around for nearly 27 years. It was pretty much one of the most iconic Microsoft products that was
Everybody used it. Yeah.
And now the latest Internet Explorer 11 is just incompatible with other Microsoft products. And
makes it incompatible, though? They make it incompatible by introducing something new that you have to buy, that you spend money on. But that doesn't mean that it's better. It just is newer. That's what we all have to have, newer stuff. But it doesn't mean it's better at all.
Well, sometimes it does, because when you think about it, especially with the technology side of things, it's like they keep trying to update and update and update and make something better. Then they realize, you know what, we've done too many updates. Let's just reinvent the wheel. We'll start from scratch and we'll rebuild something else.
We got, what is it now, iPhone 13 or something? You and Victoria are always making fun of me for having a phone, but the phone worked fine. And I have, what did I replace? My phone died, and I replaced it with one of those old ones that looks like a new one, right? Some kind of iPhone, something or other, that works just fine. Thank you very much. It's not 13. Well, doesn't have to have a new camera on it.
It doesn't. Apple's really bad with that stuff. It's like they want you to upgrade, so then they make your phone that you can't use certain apps until you update the operating system, but then the operating system isn't compatible with the phone.
Right.
I had the first generation iPad back in the day.
Me
and
too.
And now it's a glorified doorstop or a paperweight because you can't use anything without updating the operating system, but then you try to update the operating system
and it's
like,
machine.
It's not. Oh, it won't even kill it. It's just not even compatible. It won't even let you download it anymore. It tells you have to go buy a new device.
I have my experiences with the Genius Bar. There's a on the 3rd Avenue, 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica, where I live. I loved going. That's a great, if you ever have a chance to go to Santa Monica, walk up and down the 3rd Street Promenade. Lots of fun. So there's a Mac store. I go into the Mac store there with my original, same age as yours probably, my iPad. And I go to the Genius Bar, and this kid who's just barely able to blow his nose is telling me that I'm the problem because I didn't spend more money buying newer machines. So I said, I did everything that I was told to do. I added all of the new things and, you know, did the adjustments and updates and all that stuff, and my machine won't work. And he said, he looked at me and he said, yeah, that's right. I said, what do you mean that's right? He said, that's what we do. We fix it just pretty much what you just said. We fix it so that when you fix it, you can't fix it and it doesn't work. So you come in here and we tell you we can't fix it, so you got to buy a new one. It's a scam. It is a scam. The kid admitted it. He was too dumb and young to know that he wasn't supposed to be telling me.
Yeah, a little too honest.
Yeah.
Nothing like going to customer service and them telling you that your problem is a you problem.
Yeah. Your problem is you, pal. Right? Thank you very much. There's a new survey of people working from home, also known as remote working, which I find very interesting. We're having a discussion in town here as to whether we have meetings in person now, go back to City Hall to have the meetings of various organizations and groups and committees, or we still do it on Zoom. I don't like Zoom because I can't really get the nuance of what people are saying. You can't watch their body language, so you don't really know. You know, they can tell you that this is what they're thinking. Unless you watch them, you can't really know what they're thinking. So anyway, in terms of what it is that is if you can find this, by the way, just go to Google and search remote job, and you can see how many people, they go back to 2014 with this information, in terms of percentages of people working from home in 2014, it was about 4%. I was one of them, right? About 4%. And now during, 2021, especially, it's gone off a little bit now in 2022, but it's up to 94% of the people who were surveyed said they liked working from home. 94%.
Mm-hmm. Huh? I believe it.
What about that? You know what? If I were advising my grandson on what he could do, And he wasn't, I mean, he's going to be an academician like his mother and father are, for sure. The academic, or at least he's very interested in education and school and all that stuff. And that doesn't mean that people who become carpenters or plumbers or bricklayers aren't interested in school. It's just for, maybe it's the family business. But right now, in this, since the pandemic, and as we watch what's going on in home building and has gone on the last 4 or 5 years, when there's no inventory, we keep building more and more, and we still can't find enough homes for everybody. So whether you realize it or not, excuse me, the carpenter shortage of 2022, something you haven't heard reported anywhere else, well, there it is. For your listening and dancing pleasure, the people who are framers that do the rough build on your home or in developments or whatever, there's a special kind of carpenter who's a framer. The people who have those framing companies, 94% of them say they can't find enough help. 94% of framers, same thing's pretty much true for the rough carpenters and the finished carpenters, they can't find help. 80% of bricklayers say they can't run the companies, they can't find help. 83% of plumbers companies, the guys that, you know, independent plumbing companies, that's pretty much what happens. 83% of them are short. Electricians, 82% of those companies are short. Painters, 79% of those companies are short. Flooring installers, 72% of those companies are short. Roofers, 70% say they don't have enough help. People landscaping, 75% of them say they don't have enough help. How? What is? Where's everybody gone? Where are all the workers?
Opportunities.
Yeah, but you know, this is part of what, you know, we've made it easy for people not to work, and so still look at all of this. This, if you excuse me, if I get emotional about this, if I were running the world, I would make it impossible. Able, and your mind works. Maybe we have to have some kind of a test to prove this. I don't know, but you shouldn't be getting a nickel from the government unless you absolutely can't survive without it. How do you maintain? You can see this. It's so obvious that we're hurting ourselves by making it so easy for people not to work. And part
who
of this
would
psychosis
be otherwise would be otherwise capable, for sure.
Yeah, right. I mean, some of this goes back to the pandemic and how easy it was for people to get money. I get that, I guess. Here's a guy who's out of work. Gas station manager got fired yesterday after setting the gas price at 69 cents a gallon instead of 6.90 a gallon. California made a mistake. John Cizenza worked at a station in Rancho Cordova, said he unintentionally put a decimal in the wrong place. The gas was 69 cents. Pricing error cost this gas station thousands of dollars. People started sharing the deal on social media, so the lines were around the corner. Ended up costing the owner 20 grand. And apparently this fellow who got fired set up a GoFundMe account for his mistake.
I don't know. Some people are like,
really? You don't think it was an honest? Huh?
No, I think it was an honest mistake. But as far as whether or not he might be sued by the owners, that's it. Some people can be petty, or some people, they need that money, and that, you know,
not going to get it out of him.
Matters.
He's working at a gas station.
And the thing is, he owned up to it. It's not like he tried to hide the fact that,
right,
or call it computer error or something. He was like, oh, my goodness, I messed up.
Yeah. All right. By the way, the last time gas was 60-some-odd cents a gallon, in my mind, was in the 1970s someplace. Back to those exciting days of yesteryear. 45 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When you need your tech working its best, Staples has you covered.
My PC has three speeds. Slow, slower, and slowest.
Staples has you covered during our free PC tune-up event, Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th. Bring your existing PC to any Staples store and we'll remove junk files, improve your startup and operating speeds, and optimize your device's performance with a one-year subscription for PC tune-up software. A $30 value free. Your tech solution is at Staples. In-store only, Windows devices only. Appointments encouraged by phone or in-store.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. As long as we're talking about jobs and stuff, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with the information we're... percent of Americans say they plan to try to find a new job in the next year, mostly because they're not getting paid enough. How about that? Huh? 51%. Yep. 51% of businesses expect to raise the prices of whatever they're selling, no matter what it is, between now and the end of the year. Yeah, you have to increase rent, that sort of thing. Wonder what it'll be the cost of the house.
Where people live, the cost of living is higher in some locations, and a lot of people aren't just looking for new jobs. They're looking to full-on relocate into more affordable housing markets.
Right. Yep. The mass migration of 2022. Used car prices. My friend who's in the car business sent me this overview. How do you like this? If you've got a three-year-old car and it's an Audi, the average retail price for a three-year-old Audi A6 is $48,066. Last year at this time, it was $31,000. All right, look at this. A BMW 13, 3 years old, $32,115. Last year at this time, it was $21,830. How about that? Let's see, a Chevy Sonic. I don't even know what that is. What's a Chevy Sonic? Is that a little bunga bungas? $18,000 now. Last year, this time, it was $11,000 for a three-year-old Chevy Sonic. There you go. 10 before the hour.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Past the hour. This is Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, to answer questions that come up with regard to general items of interest. But certainly now there is a lot of discussion about monkeypox and whether you can get it, how you get it, is the virus going to spread? Sometimes I saw something that suggested that monkeypox may be something you can get through the air, which is something I didn't know before. I don't think it was much talked about, but because we've always talked about, you know, sharing spit, if you will, having there had to be a physical contact, but that apparently is not the case. Is that right?
Well, most of the original infections in this new variant of monkeypox were that we heard reported in the past few months had originally been found mostly in men, homosexual men,
yeah,
and men having sex with men. But more recently, in the last few weeks, we're seeing now community transmission, which means that there are cases without a known point of infection. And also women are also getting monkeypox. The good news is that the smallpox vaccine seems to be effective for monkeypox, but the bad news is that no one has any because we stopped immunizing people against smallpox. So there's an urgency right now to get some of the drug companies to start making the smallpox vaccine so we have it around. And fortunately, there hasn't been an overwhelming number of people with monkeypox, but it just doesn't seem to be going away.
All right. So the message here, then, it looks like there are multiple different, you pick box A, box B, box C. You said something about women getting it. I don't know what I thought about that before. Women, I just thought it was everybody. So heretofore, women haven't been as likely to get it as men have been?
Those were the original cases that resurfaced where men as I described, having sex with men. Yeah. But more recently, we are seeing it in women, and we're seeing what's called, as I said, community transmission, where you just don't know where the point of contact was. So there's this feeling that it may spread through the air. And in fact, the CDC, your favorite group, is now recommending that those traveling to countries where monkeypox is spreading and other people who may be in close contact with a person who's been a confirmed case of monkeypox, that these people should consider wearing masks.
Hmm. Okay. Well, there's a... Again, you're back to individual decisions. You have the information from Ken. You make up your own mind. I saw a story of a 24-year-old woman who thought she had a pimple on her breast, and so she popped it. And then it got bigger, and she had it analyzed, examined, and she found that she had stage 2 breast cancer. And I guess the question would be here, I remember my wife having stage 4 breast cancer, and she first felt it in her back. So when you think about you think about the lumps inside the breast, you don't think that it would manifest itself in a pimple or something that looked like that on the surface. But are all of these cancers so different that you can't really tell, Ken?
Well, they do present differently, and your wife's may have presented in her bones as it had already migrated from the breast and horribly gone to the bones, because that's one of the more painful areas. When the cancer moves to the bones, it becomes very painful.
Yeah. So that may have been what that story was. Okay. Here's a question about mental health services. More and more, and I'm pleased about this, and I hope you are eager to talk about mental health services, because whether people think it's different, you know, you have mental health and you have doctors for your head and doctors for your body, but they are... The mind, the spirit-mind-body connection, I think, is so direct. And you see it in the results of some of the questions that are coming up about mental health services and what toll it's taking on Americans, especially adults.
Yes, this is so timely. It's being worsened by COVID, by monkeypox, and by schools being closed. All of this mental illness, and we're seeing it in the havoc that's occurring in the schools right now, and it's just a sad state. And the National Council for Mental Health announced this week that 4 in 10 American adults who need mental health services, they lack access. And, you know, why is this occurring? Well, I think it has to do with several factors. Cost, whether there's enough people available, you know, it's just we need more people in healthcare in general, and we need more people, especially in mental health care. And also there's still a stigma in going to a mental health care provider, and people won't go because they don't want to be thought of as being crazy.
All right, there they are. Answers to questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health at 59.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.